I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSanto.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is. Golden Globe. Vice as a musical or a comedy?
Well, you know, they put musicals and comedy together.
I know they do. And I don't think it's either one. I think it's a drama.
Okay.
And I think it's a biopic.
Maybe the solution to this is just separate biopic out.
Listen, of course. You have a film?
Yeah.
You tell the Globes which category you want.
Okay.
Oscars does not work that way. It tells you.
Interesting.
Viola Davis into the category of Best Supporting Actress for Fences.
Mm-hmm.
She is the lead, even over Denzel Washington. But even if you consider them co-equal, they want to make sure she gets the award.
She gets it, right. So when an agent is trying to get their client a nomination.
Yes.
Do they just pick one category or do they say, here's Viola Davis for your consideration as Best Actress, for your consideration as Best Supporting Actress, and then the Academy chooses?
I believe the Academy selects. That's what makes the Golden Globes so interesting, and what makes it such a game for producers is that they pick the category where they believe they have the best chance.
Vice slips in because it's from Adam McKay. Doesn't it have a sort of semi-comical tone?
Only a few moments.
The Bush stuff.
To me, it is serious biopic.
Okay.
Showing the emergence of Dick Cheney as the most powerful vice president
in
history. Yeah,
I don't know.
It represents how the Golden Globes can even get up there and promote something internationally that seems to me foolish. Anybody standing back would say, well, gosh, that should be in the musical
category.
Sure,
right.
And with the millions of dollars, you can bet they make the most pointed decision about where it's going to be. Are you comfortable with Bohemian Rhapsody as the best picture by Golden Globes?
No.
Okay.
This is where you begin to see the tides turn on a movie. We have been talking about A Star is Born being the best picture of the year for months now. Now this is the backlash. So Bohemian Rhapsody didn't get really good reviews. I mean, it got lukewarm reviews, right?
Mixed.
But it was this monster hit. Again, right on the heels of A Star is Born, that audiences flocked to these two music-driven pictures. So I think what you're seeing now is just A Star is Born burnout, a Bohemian Rhapsody sort of late in the game resurgence.
There is another ingredient here. This is voted on by 88 foreign press writers for the Oscar. 8,200 people vote. So you have a specialized voting group.
Yeah.
There's got to be a difference in perspective.
Yeah.
For whatever reason that Bohemian Rhapsody comes to the fore, let me tell you that the Central Ohio Film Critics Association, of which you are a part.
Yes.
It's a somewhat eccentric group.
That's why it's called Kafka.
And they have selected If Beale Street Could Talk as the best film of the year.
Mm-hmm.
If Beale Street Could Talk was in among the five candidates for the Golden Globes Best Picture. Let me ask that person walking down there if they know anything about if Beale Street Could Talk. Of course they don't. Now, what happened with...
If Beale Street could talk...
yeah, he would give it some award.
So you think, come Oscar time, Bohemian Rhapsody doesn't carry any of this momentum.
I still think that A Star is Born has such a popular appeal that it will be one of the two or three contenders, of which I don't believe Bohemian Rhapsody will. I think, for instance, The Favorite will be in that mix. Are you feeling good about Best Musical or Comedy going to Green Book?
That classic kind of Hollywood message movie. It's humorous, but it has a serious element to it. There's some historical stuff. Of course, America's still dealing with race issues. It's got the whole Oscar package going for it.
And I agree. I think it's much less a comedy than that category would promise,
right,
and much less of a musical.
At the Golden Globes, you're not going to get some Will Ferrell comedy in there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then, we've always spoken about Vice as being in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we had The Favorite.
Yeah, which I did not see, but you enjoyed thoroughly.
I enjoyed it, and it does have comedic elements. I can see it as a comedy.
Okay.
We have Mary Poppins, which has both. And then we had Crazy Rich Asians. Cinema Classics is, if nothing else,
long-winded,
the best charming show on National Public Radio.
Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSanto and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.